This is Ozarks at Large. We're using the trails in Northwest Arkansas more. A recent report commissioned by the Walton Family Foundation indicates more people are biking, running, and walking on the trails, especially on the Razorback Regional Greenway that stretches through Benton and Washington counties. Karen Minkle, the Home Region Program Director for the Walton Family Foundation, says traffic on the Greenway and trails connected to the Greenway has been tracked since 2015. She says in 2019, there was a 36% growth in cycling compared to 4 years previously. And the increase comparing 2017 to 2019, 10%. There's also been a 2% increase in pedestrian traffic. And Karen Minkle, who we talked to last week via Zoom, says these numbers represent pre-pandemic use of the trails.
So we were seeing this increase prior to an event that I think actually has significantly increased activity across all of our public spaces.
I noticed that cycling activity is more prevalent during the weekend. Pedestrian, earlier in the week, any ideas? I mean, cycling on the weekend, I think, okay, we can kind of understand that, but pedestrians earlier in the week, that seems to me counterintuitive.
I think it's an interesting point of data in this study. I'll be curious to see what that looks like in future years. So I can't say that that's been the trend all along. I would say that generally the usage suggests that the trails are used more for recreational purposes. So you see people using them on the weekends or in the evenings versus during peak commute times.
Is there a way to know how much is being used for recreation and how many people are using it for transportation?
You can suss that out if you were doing intercept surveys at some point during the study to sort of randomly ask people their purpose. That wasn't a part of this study. So what we do know is when people are using the system, and then that gives us some indication. I will say that, you know, our hypothesis is that it's used more for recreation just when we look at the peak times. And one of our other hypotheses is that we need a seamless connection between the trail network and safe streets so that people can get door to door when they're going to work or to school or coming home from a destination. And that would really enable this system to truly become an alternative transportation mode for a bigger part of the population. I'm confident some people are using it to commute, but I think for most people, they don't feel that they can get safely for door to door.
And that's part of the future planning, right, is to make that seamless network, to make it more of a true alternative to a car.
I think it's not just the future. I think it's happening now because there are leaders across the community who recognize this. And as they're thinking about the design of streets, whether because they're new streets or they're reconstructing them in some cases or redesigning them, they are taking into account all the different ways in which the public will use the street. And it often includes different modes of transportation, whether that's walking, biking, cars. But I think more and more people are beginning to think about how a mass transit could use the street as well.
Is there other work that needs to be done, other projects or miles or connectors?
Yeah, you know, there have been a number of studies, both at the regional level as well as the individual municipal level, that flag the streets that are going to be these important connectors. And I think in some ways it's fairly intuitive. You're trying to connect people to the most popular destinations. So you can look at employment centers and as well as destinations like a Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, where you have significant traffic and where people would... where there's incentives for people to not drive because it's hard to find parking or it's expensive or cumbersome, or, you know, traveling there by bike is part of a beautiful experience. I think one of the loveliest stretches of the Greenway is actually from downtown Bentonville to Crystal Bridges, kind of that segment of trail. And so I think that I've had more than one person remark to me that approach has felt part of the art experience.
I know that in transportation circles, there's that term, the last mile, right? Bus lines subways, whatever, don't work if you can't get people to that last mile so they're close enough. Is that something that is also thought about in trail work?
The way I would think about it is more as an overall system. So what is your what does your transportation system look like and what are all the possibilities? And I think that the paved trails are part of that conversation. And really thinking about how all of these things connect. And I remember there was a transportation planner once we were was working in the region, and he talked about how you think about all the places where people want to go and need to go, and then think about the best way for them to get there in terms of mode, what's going to be the most efficient and safest form of travel for them. Ideally, you have a system where your transportation modes are integrated in a pretty seamless way. So whether that means you're on a bike and then you can easily take a major road and feel safe because you're on a protected bike path, or you have some form of transit where you can easily, you know, put your bike on a bus and take the bus directly to your destination. So I think there are a lot of ways to think about it. And I would say it's thinking about the entire system. And, you know, I think in most systems where you have more options and choices, the more efficient your system will be.
Darren Minkle is the Home Region Program Director for the Walton Family Foundation, and she talked with us via Zoom last week. She says right now there are 484 total miles of trails in Benton and Washington counties. 322 miles are natural surface trails. 162 are multi-use paved paths. She also says new trails in Bella Vista are experiencing a surge of use in 2020. Natural surface trails in that city have shown a 105% increase in average monthly traffic compared to last year. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, a new book designed to help the youngest students in Arkansas schools better understand the weird school environment that awaits them. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda talks with Nikki Edge, who co-authored My Teacher Wears a Mask. That and much more on tomorrow's show at noon and 7 p.m. on 91.3. And if you hear us discuss an upcoming story that you aren't able to hear, that's okay. We have you covered. You can sign up for a daily free email delivery that provides links to each story from our daily show. To sign up, did I mention it was free? To sign up, just go to KUAF.com.